Tell me when. Wait, was it going then?
Hey friends,
welcome to Inside Out Growth Podcast,
hosted by me, Molly,
and me, Paris.
From fitness to friendships
and self-love to studies,
we're here as your friends. So chill out
and relax
whilst we help you to grow on the inside
to glow on the outside.
Hey guys.
Hey. Unfortunately, I can't say happy hump day because Paris got the day wrong, and we're filming this on a Thursday.
Thursday. Get it right.
It was actually so bad. Molly and I walked all the way to the recording studio. Molly was like, you know, you're sure it's on Wednesday at like 2 to 3. I was like, yeah, Molly, why do you always undermine me? Like, yeah.
I mean, you always undermine me.
That was really aggressive. You know what I mean? I was kind of trying to be like, anyway, we go and turn the code into the door, and you best believe there was these other geezers in here. So We got it very wrong. Actually, Paris got it very wrong.
It's fine though, because we're here now.
Molly was so good. She was like, don't worry. Keep in mind, dissertation is due to muscles, and
it's done though.
Guys, so proud of her. Such fan gummy.
Oh, okay. Win of the week then. Win of the week.
Great interlude.
Isn't it? Win of the week, getting my dissertation done.
Yeah. Bismarck.
Goodbye. Wait, I was going to say goodbye history degree as if I still don't have like 4 things left to do.
Yeah, well, actually, it's quite nice. Molly, fun fact, Molly's half Irish.
A slay.
Yeah.
So I need to stop saying that. That's so bad.
Slay queen. Slay. And Molly's really cutely going to submit it on Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
Luck of the Irish.
It's Irish history as well, so I feel like it's very convenient if I submit it on St. Patrick's Day.
That's actually, are you quite a, what do you call it? Not spiritual.
Sentimental. Mm-hmm. Coincidental.
No. Are you like a person that really listens to like signs of the earth?
No.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but. Yeah, she's doing that. That's fun.
Gonna get my luck in there, hopefully.
I only know luck of the Irish, the phrase, because of Marley and Me when she gets pregnant and they're like, luck of the Irish. I don't know if anyone will understand that, but
that's gone straight over my head, and okay. I've watched the film. So.
Oh, that's in a friendship ick, sorry.
What a shame. Yeah, what a shame. Devastated. Okay. Okay, Paris, give me your win of the week.
My win of the week is going to be, it was last week, so it couldn't be included. Oh, got one. I actually went for a Wimbledon VIP interview, which was really fun and so weird. I really enjoyed the assessment centre, met some really, really nice new people. Also, doing sports science, it's quite hard to know where you want to go in the industry. And I kind of got exposed to sport recruitment and that side of things, which really interested me. So
that's really cool.
Really opened my mind to a whole new world of things I wasn't aware of. So that was really exciting. And I really enjoyed it.
Nice. I'm glad. Seems like it was ages ago now.
I know. It was literally on Saturday. But these one of the weeks is like Wednesday to Wednesday. So it's kind of like hard to revise over it. But that was mine.
Right. What's your rack track?
Rack track, got it actually off the top of my head. It is sometimes the going gets a little tough, but it's remix.
That's also very fitting for this episode.
Why are we really good today? It's by Finn and Melody. My bestie Sophie showed me that song. It's a very good song. It's like, sometimes going gets a little tough. Okay, that's what I'm going to give you guys. I'm going to get
a little taster.
I always give a taster. I'd be rude not to. Mo, what about your rack track?
I won't be giving a taster, unfortunately, but my rack track this week has been Up the Junction by Squeeze, which is also literally my all-time favourite song ever in the whole world.
Okay,
so
I've
listen to it.
Never heard of it, so I'll add that to my list.
Yeah, as you
should. I'm going to do, actually, I'm going to make a Spotify playlist with Polly's rack tracks. No, that's cringe.
Pally's. Puzzlies. Puzzles.
Oh, I don't know. We'll figure something out, but I'm going to make a Spotify playlist.
Inside Out Growth Rack Track.
Yeah, that would probably be better. Right, so today's episode is going to be, Molly, take it away.
On rest.
Rest. So that is something that kind of is really fitting. Weirdly, we thought about this topic last week, and we were both kind of like, fine. And this week we've kind of just really been very tired and run down. Yeah.
When you suggested rest last week as the topic for this week, I was just like, oh, I don't know. Like, I think I'll find it really hard to talk about. Then I literally got into the gym on Monday and I was like, oh my gosh, I need a deload week. Like, yeah. I'm gone. I'm so exhausted.
And also the end of term, blues kind of in, I don't know, I've been saying this for like 2 weeks now, but it's just the weather isn't getting any better over here. It's been snowing.
Literally, it's been
still.
So up and down.
Yeah, and I think that has a huge, huge impact on a lot of people's moods, and we don't really acknowledge it, but we were looking at, we were studying today in the library, which didn't really go very successfully, and just seeing the sun and how much happier you look, it's weird. The sun does things to you. Well, I think,
no,
maybe
I agree.
Bloody spiritual, I don't know.
I agree.
I think it does. So I'm really excited to talk about that today.
Yeah, so I think the kind of the most important takeaway, if we just like kind of get that out now, is that rest is so important and rest is so productive.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like not productive at all. So for example, if you'd like plan to go to the gym or you'd plan to go to the library, but you wake up and you're just like, oh my gosh, I cannot do that. Like, I've got a cold, I feel tired, I didn't really get good sleep. And you go anyway, you'll probably have really bad sessions, like in both the library and the gym.
And if you stay, both experienced that.
Yeah, if you stay at home and you get some work done at home, maybe you stay in bed, or you don't go to the gym, you take a rest day, perhaps go on a walk at lunchtime or something, you will feel so much better the next day and your body will thank you. And it's completely productive to do that. Like, I think, Paris, you'll agree as well, like in fitness, the period that you rest is when your muscles grow and when your body like is really truly benefiting from the exercise that you're doing. Like, exercising 7 days a week is not productive whatsoever.
No, genuinely, because I've this bit of science here for you. So when you obviously exercise, when you go to overload or you work to failure, there are these things called exercise-induced muscle tears, and these muscle tears can only be repaired upon rest. I never used to think of it like this, but you don't grow muscle whilst you're exercising.
Mm.
The muscle grows whilst you're resting. It's impossible for muscle to synthesize whilst you're burning muscle, whilst you're building muscle. So your muscles start to heal and grow back stronger when you rest, meaning you'll be able to do the same workout with less effort in the future.
Mm-hmm. It's why it's also important, I think a lot of people, I used to be like this, like fall into the trap of having a rest day. So I wouldn't go to the gym, but maybe I'd do like a workout at home or something like that, like
so
a
not,
body weight.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, I'd go for like a really long walk, or like some people go on runs. And I just think that you have to allow yourself to fully rest from exercise. Like anything that's getting your heart rate up, don't do.
It is so beneficial. But leading on from that, I can kind of take it, because obviously that's more about the outside growth in terms of muscle and things like that. But when we're kind of hindering it inside, I like to think of it as, let's say you went to the library and you went to the library from 9 to 5 and you worked from 9 to 5. Realistically, you're not going to be very productive within those, math is not my strong point, but within those amount of hours, okay? Whereas, therefore, you're giving kind of like 20% into the whole day. Alternatively, let's say you overload yourself with tasks and you pack yourself day to day from tasks from 9 to 5. Again, you're going to give about 20% to every task. If you minimize that and kind of really reel it in, and I don't know, you're going from 8 tasks to maybe 5 tasks at the start, you're able to give maybe 80% to every task and 80% of your energy, 80% of your time just out to the world and be outwardly better. However, if you're overloading yourself with tasks, you're going to give 20% to everything and no one will see the best side of you from that. So I think when you rest and kind of really realize that this is too much, I need to really, really hinder it in and focus on giving my all or giving the best I can to a smaller amount of activities throughout the day rather than a large amount that is going to just overexert you.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's like kind of blocking things up into smaller tasks.
Yeah,
so for 100%. example, like I had my dissertation, like if I thought about writing my dissertation as a whole entity, I would just feel so overwhelmed.
You did
I
was, this so well.
I'd go to the library, like sit down and be like, oh my gosh, where do I start? When do I finish? When do I go home? Like when do I, you know, that kind of thing. But if you split it up, so you split it up into doing like, oh, I'm going to, you know, write this paragraph today, write that paragraph today. You split things up and you make yourself kind of like more efficient because you know when you know your start point and you know your end point, and it's knowing the end point that's so important. Yeah. And also something that I did, like it got to sort of like, I think it was 2 weeks ago, maybe actually it was only last week, but I'd been working on my dissertation for like 5 days in a row. And I came home one day from the library and I was just dead. Like, inside, I was, like, completely drained. I was completely void of anything. I couldn't have a conversation with anybody. All I wanted to do was, like, go to my bed and just, like, dwell in, like, my own sadness. And then after that, I decided, right, next day, I'm not looking at my dissertation at all. Like, nothing is... It's not as important as, like, preserving my mental health, preserving my energy, looking after myself, resting my brain. So I didn't. And I'm actually pretty sure I didn't do any work. I think I had, like, a seminar on that day that I went to, but I didn't do any other work aside from that.
No, I think that was so important. And it does come down to, like, you being at that point where you gave yourself 20%, like, even less.
Yeah, it was definitely less. I think I was in the library that on that day and, like, just did hardly anything and did, like, a full-day shift of, like, 9 to 5 being there and just hating life.
Yeah, it's so relatable.
We also have this... My friend Emily, she brought it back. It's, like, this little postcard thing. We have it up in our kitchen and it says, like, rest is productive. And that's I look so at that nice. Every single day because, honestly, like, in... all aspects of life, if you're ever feeling burnt out, you need to rest. And rest can just literally be like deciding, okay, so normally I do like 9 to 5 at the library, tomorrow I'm gonna go 10 to 2 and then I'm gonna come home and see what I get done at home. And if I don't get enough done at home, if I just want to like chill in bed, watch something on YouTube, watch some Netflix, and that's absolutely fine, because that is actually so beneficial to like your mental state.
It's productive. Rest is productive.
What I found as well when I was just sitting at home chilling, like taking a break from work, I'd get all these like random ideas. Like sometimes when I'm in the gym, I just get like a random idea for an essay, or like like today, this morning, I got like a random idea of something I could just include in my conclusion in my dissertation. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. Like obviously I wasn't at the gym like actively thinking about my dissertation, because it was like there in the back of my mind and I've allowed myself to like space out when I've worked my dissertation this past week. The ideas just flow and they're so much clearer.
Yeah, I agree. I think in terms of that as well, that for example, I when I work, I like to be in a cafe, or I like to be in the library, or I like to be in the TLC, which is basically just another library, because I feel like that's where I'm most productive. And that is great. And I like to go there, feel ready to conquer the day, whatever. But there are some times where I have to realize, yes, I am productive in that situation, but I need to go home. I need to lay down because I've been on my feet. I've been working since 6, or I'd had hardly any sleep. That in terms of that side of things, sometimes you need to have that second voice on your shoulder and just be like, no, you know what's best for you right now. And that could mean working in bed. I used to think, oh wait, working in bed, that's so unproductive, like what? But if I can sit there and, I don't know, copy lecture notes or something, just allow yourself to just, I'd say be kind to yourself is also a huge thing on rest days, because an extra hour in just a more calm, less intimidating space could gain you an hour, I'd say.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Something also with like in terms of rest days, I was just having a thought about it yesterday, because yesterday was one of my rest days as such from the gym. I used to get really, really, really caught up on rest days, and I would dread them coming around each week, and now, God, I'm like so glad when they come.
Yeah.
And I used to like kind of change my daily routine. So for example, I would actually like, sometimes I would eat less food. Even if I wasn't going to the gym, I'd like, as I said earlier, would do like a little workout in my bedroom. And like yesterday I was just thinking like how alien it is to me that I used to do that, because yesterday I like ate the same, did the same things, barely moved. I think the only like exercise I did was walking to the library and then back home again, which obviously is like good. That's like
even like that is good.
Yeah, getting outside is good, but like not pushing it, going for like unnecessary walks or whatever. And yeah, it was just kind of made me think about how lucky I feel to be in that mindset, because the thing with like rest days and food consumption is that you don't exercise to earn food. Like I put this on my story the other day on Instagram, and so many people replied saying like, thank you, like this is so like such an important message. But people who don't exercise still eat food. Like people who have sedentary lifestyles, don't go to the gym, don't have a sport they enjoy, they still eat food. They'll still get up, have their breakfast, lunch and dinner and snacks in between. So why do you think, why do we think that we shouldn't just because we're not exercising? Like it's actually an alien concept. And I was saying to Paris as well, like on rest days, I genuinely do feel more hungry and I do eat a bit more. And it literally is because your body is recovering and repairing. It's repairing those muscle tears that you're making whilst you're exercising, which is going to then contribute to your muscle growth. Even if you're not sort of like strength training or trying to build muscle, your body has to repair from the exercise that you're doing. Say if you're just like a runner, obviously that's like kind of like it's taxing on the body, right?
Yeah.
Internally, your body needs to recover from that. You can't run every single day.
And it recovers during rest. Therefore, exactly. It needs more energy during rest, and food literally is comprised of energy.
Yeah, exactly. And like one of my housemates is really ill at the minute, and like I was also thinking like how when I used to get ill, I would just like use that as an excuse to eat less, or like, or there's this, you know, conception that like if you're sick, you like can't eat anything, you just throw everything back up and like nothing tastes right, so you shouldn't eat. But then I just remembered my grandma always saying to me, feed a cold to starve a fever. And I really,
that's
really
so
like
true.
That because like from food, you get so much, like it's so beneficial to your body. That's why it's so important to eat if you're ill, so important to eat if you're like resting, recovering from exercise, because the amount of energy that you get from food, like obviously you will never kind of like physically see it, but it's like has a massive, massive impact.
And as well as the things that are inside food, that's what I always think of when I'm eating. I'm like, how is this nourishing my body? Like it's got all these vitamins in them that's fighting off cold and helping with my immunity, and all the hemp seeds in my, I don't know, oats is helping
I saw you.
Yeah, really good actually. It's really good for female hormone levels, as well as avocados, just like how what I'm eating is nourishing and like my insides, like, oh my gosh, thanks. And in terms of that, like I don't want you to, it's very big misconception that the only time we're kind of like, if we're exercising, that's the only time that our bodies need fuel. But genuinely, our body is made up of so many things that needs fuel, so many processes. So you've got your total daily energy expenditure, and that's made up of so many exercises, other than just so many other factors other than just exercise. You've got your basal metabolic rate, and that's how, like, what our body does during rest, how when our body's digesting food, that also needs energy. There's so many things that need energy. So if you're thinking, oh, I'm not exercising, therefore my body doesn't need as much energy, there are so many components that go into what your body needs in order to be nourished properly.
Especially if you're a student like us and you're like,
brain,
you know,
power,
working on something, working on a summative, you're working on a dissertation, you use up so much energy working on that, like using your brain power. And also, like, I don't know if anyone else is like this, but I fidget so much when I'm like writing. So if I'm like, well, when I was doing my dissertation, I would just like sit at my desk like jiggling my leg, and things like that burn energy, like they require energy.
It's such a misconstrued fact that it's like rest days, eat less, like, but trust me, you have an overall like total daily energy expenditure, which is always, you'd be surprised by the numbers. So
yeah, you would be.
I can tell you right now that exercise is great, but you going to the gym for an hour wouldn't even make up half of what your body burns during the day. So
That's actually another thing. Just because one of my friends brought it up, like the idea that you know, like if you have a fitness watch or something, or if you go onto like a treadmill and it says in the corner like how many calories that you've burnt, that then you should like, you know, if you're like wanting to be in a deficit, which also like be really careful if you're trying to be in a calorie deficit, like get advice if that's what you want to do, because, you know, they are so damaging for your body. And often like you'll need to have, like, even if you think you're in a deficit, your deficit will probably be like a lot too big, like you probably will still need a lot more than you think. So you should definitely get some like experts of coaching advice.
Don't self-diagnose.
Yeah. But they're just like completely inaccurate, and you shouldn't then think like, oh, to lose weight, I burnt like 100 calories on the treadmill, so, you know, to be in a deficit, I'm gonna like take 200 calories away from my you know, food intake of the day. Like, it just doesn't work like that.
And there is science is proven. I do support science at uni. That's why I do go on kind of to the science fact side of things.
Yeah,
but
sorry guys, can't really offer you much.
No, you've got a great insight. So I really
I've got a great insight on Irish history. No. Anyone wants to know about that.
But there is no science that approves of any accurate treadmill. There's the Apple Watch. I have an Apple Watch. It is so inaccurate calories burnt. Bikes, things like that. There is no actual technology that accurately measures your amounts of calories burned, because at the end of the day, that is dependent on heart rate. If you're running on a treadmill, unless you have a Polar Ice treadmill tracker on your body, normally it should go below your stomach. It has to be wet. Like, there's so many elements that go into it. I can tell you that there is no accuracy on the treadmill that says how many calories you've burnt.
Even your Apple Watch does do heart rate, but it doesn't know your metabolic rate. Yeah. Sorry,
which is how much energy you burn during rest.
Yeah, and like, it's that combined with like how much you weigh and like your heart rate, like all of
your
that
height.
Effect. Yeah, all of those are factors in like how much you burn, and it's just things that your watch and a treadmill doesn't know. And actually, I can bring a historical perspective to this conversation.
Yes,
it's just reminded me. A lot of technology, so you were actually talking about this the other day, like airbags and things like that are designed for men, and sports technology, treadmills, exercise bikes, et cetera, they're tried and tested on men. So if you're a woman using these pieces of technology, the numbers coming up that, you know, are saying how many calories you've burnt are completely inaccurate anyway, because they're not designed for women.
Because men also have a larger lung capacity, therefore that they can take they can take more air in at a time. Therefore, they're able to exercise sometimes for longer because there's more air in their lungs. Like, it's just it's crazy how things like that are so manipulated, because there's such a dearth of research when it comes to women in sport and women in science, unfortunately.
Which Paris is going to change.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to be the new sport scientist. It's quite interesting, actually. I'm doing for my dissertation, I'm kind of looking into it now, and the reasons behind relative energy deficiency syndrome, and kind of how and why athletes underfuel, and if it's on purpose, if it's lack of knowledge. So there'll be a lot of insight coming into that. But I actually made an Instagram post on toxic productivity a while ago, and it was about kind of, I was living my life like it was a constant to-do list, and I think the best phrase I could use to describe it is I was watching life. And I wasn't actually living in it. I just knew that my next task. Yep, tick that off. Next. I wasn't like, I'm loving this company I'm having right now. I was like, okay, I'm going for a coffee at 2 p.m. and then from 3 till 5 I have a lecture, and then I have to go into work, and then I'm going to make myself dinner when I get home, and then I'm going to... It was too much. And it made me feel really guilty for when I did have free time, that I had too much free time and I should be going and I should be doing something to work on more things. If I had an hour free, I thought, I could be recording lecture notes, because that's a mindless task. That's an easy task. I can tick that off. I'm sitting in my room. I'm relaxing. And no. That is adding nothing to your mental stability. That is giving back nothing to yourself. You're not resting because you're still being active. If you're in a lecture listening to a lecturer speak, you would count that as work. So why would I think if there's no lecturer there but I'm still writing the notes that it counts as rest?
Also, that is so taxing. I don't know about you, but whenever I had online lectures, I had to keep like going back and like listening, and like in first year, it honestly take me like 3 hours to get through a 1 hour lecture, because I would keep going back and like replaying and making sure I had everything. I was literally like transcribing the lecture. It was so weird.
I know. And I started to realize, it's affecting me. I wasn't very happy, but I was complaining all of the time. I was like, people say, how's your day? I go, oh, I'm just so tired. Next day, how's your day? Oh, I'm just so worn out. my friends were like, Paris, are you okay? It was affected, starting to kind of affect the conversations I was having with people. They were very negative. And again, it was because I was burning myself out in terms of trying to say yes to all these things. And yeah, the word yes is amazing. And it is, there's a time and a place for it. Mm. But also acknowledging yourself and how you feel and validating those feelings and need for rest is so important. So
I really like that, actually. The kind of acknowledgement that, you know, it is self-care to say no.
Yes, like if a great way of putting it.
If you're sort of being asked to go out and, I don't know, maybe like your friends want you to go on a night out and like you're gonna be drinking and, you know, you've had a couple of like days of bad sleep and being worn out and you've got so much work. Like the actual best thing you could do for yourself in that situation is not say yes, but to say, oh, actually, no, guys, like I'm just going to sit this one out. You know, I'm really tired. I'm going to get an early night instead.
That's
like so productive for yourself.
Again, that will make you give that 80% rather than being tired, hungover the next day, which, you know what, it's sometimes there is a time and a place for it.
Uh-huh.
Genuinely, it's, you need to kind of reflect on where you are. So I think Molly and I, we both work at uni, so we're quite lucky. We do have a part-time job.
Mm.
But I would, obviously, we'd both have our part-time jobs and then be in the library all the time. For me personally, it took me a while to realize, like, I'm at uni to make memories and get a degree. I'm going to have friends here that will last a lifetime. Uni degree that if I come out with a good grade from where I am, I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I have my whole life to make money and grind and be this boss bitch human. But now I think just really giving time to yourself, if you're a uni student, which I feel like there's kind of a lot of this demographic, when are you going to have times where you can spontaneously, in a good way, when you do know that you're ready and kind of want to have some fun, let loose, know you've had a big week, to just say yes, go out on a Tuesday night and not have any really, really like pressing responsibilities the next day.
Yeah, I mean, this is it as well. Like if you're planning your workout and allocating your workout and, you know, not leaving everything to the last minute and not leaving everything to like a final week uni grind, you can do that because you can accept like, oh yeah, I've got this thing due in like 2 weeks, but I've been working like X amount of hours on it per day. Therefore, I know I can go out tonight and like stay out, have like a bit to drink and I'll be fine the next morning because I'll just start work later, have a little lie-in.
Yeah.
If you just like plan things out like that, like subconsciously, and also like obviously don't put pressure on yourself the next day to like completely work if you're not up to it, but giving yourself time is so important so you don't miss out on life.
I agree.
Yes, that's like Friday. Like Paris and I are going to go out on Friday.
I was
going to
mention this, guys. I'm sorry.
And it's actually
run them through the day.
It's gonna be our first time going out with each other, which
I'm
is like
so excited.
So morning. Oh, it's tomorrow. Oh my gosh, that's it. I'm so excited now.
Me too.
Okay, so Friday morning, are you going to the gym?
I am gonna
dream,
guys. Mobility workout.
Mobility slay. So we'll have a gym date.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna go home, read over my dissertation, and then I'm gonna submit it. Excited.
Yay! I'm so excited for you.
And you're going to
my summative presentation.
Yes, which is gonna absolutely smash.
Thanks. Bless Molly. She like read through some of it today. Thank you.
And then by 12:30, Paris is gonna yours at 12:30?
You're gonna be done.
At 12:30, Paris is gonna be done. At 12:30, I'm gonna be done. And then we're going to go for dinner in the evening. This really nice tapas place.
And I was like, I was thinking in my head, I was like, oh, I'm really weird. I don't like wine, but I love sangria. And
then
Molly sent me that message. She was like, and they have sangria. I was like, oh my God.
It's also so good. It tastes like sweets. I've had it before.
I'm so excited.
Genuinely have like 5 jugs. And then it's St. Patrick's Day. Obviously, luck of the Irish, like we were talking about. So we'll probably go out after.
And it's only suitable to go to an Irish bar.
Yes.
I'm so excited. There's like one that's just opened up where we are. And
I've never been there.
So my friend, oh, sorry, everyone. I've had the ears. My friend went on Tuesday night and she said it was so good. And she said there was some really cute bartenders for me. Sorry, Molly. You can be my wingwoman.
I don't want your cute bartenders.
She's got a
cute
farmer.
Pew farmer.
What's it called, selling peas? Oh, yeah, no, I actually can't say that. Can't say that. No, let's not say it because people might look it up and then find out everything about your boyfriend. Hey, J Dog, if you're listening.
Yeah, hey, J Dog. See you next week.
Oh, yeah. Molly's going to Colombia. Okay, yeah. Talk about next week and like rest for Colombia.
Right. So I literally said to. Wait, did I say it to you or Sophie? I can't remember. But I'm going to Colombia next Tuesday and I'm so excited.
See your boyfriend.
See my boyfriend because I get 2 weeks off the gym. And literally, a year ago, the thought of having 2 weeks off the gym would have scared the absolute crap out of me. And I wouldn't have gone. Like, I can tell you now, I would not have gone. But I'm so looking forward to having 2 weeks off.
Yay.
Also, another thing, I'd be like so, I'd feel so much pressure to like have to diet because obviously I'm going to be in a bikini all the time. It's like 30 degrees over there. I feel so much pressure to like, to diet and like look really good. But I've literally been like, something I'm really proud of is I've been consistent on my bulk, like consistently eating like way like proper like bulk calories and like not over exercising, not doing like loads of cardio or whatever. And that's such
still
a
looks
win.
Incredible.
And I
you feel
so strong.
So much muscle as a result.
Yeah. Like, and I feel so much stronger. It's insane.
Yeah. Like, I remember when Molly started her new strength program and you were doing the military press and you were like, oh my God, I've never done this in my life. And I was like, oh God, now it's in my program too. Molly started, genuinely, she could just about do the barbell.
Yeah, just about.
Genuinely. And now she's added, she's doing a 30 kg overhead, basically overhead press. Like,
that was this
insane.
Morning. Revelation.
It's so cool. You know, so Molly left the gym and then Sophie goes, oh, someone else we work with goes, you know, Molly did a 30 kg military press this morning. I was like, yeah, I know. I'm actually in awe. Like, it's so cool to me.
Just shows, though, food and rest. Like, that's something I've prioritized on this blog. Food and rest. And now.
And you've gone out. You've gone out literally probably, like, on average once a week. Maybe even a little bit more.
The past 2 weeks, not so much. But I've, like, gone out for food and stuff still. Yeah. Thanks, dissertation. Thanks a lot.
But now, like, I think, it's just so, it's so cool to finally have that click. I used to see on social media everyone say, well, not everyone, some people know, but people say things like rest, a good amount of exercise. When I saw people say, oh yeah, I do about 2 to 3 strength sessions a week, I was like, no, you can't look like that and only do that.
Mm.
I tell you, Molly is living proof that genuinely eating lots, sleeping lots, socializing lots, happy mind, happy body, it does work. It is the recipe for success. And I can tell you, if you're in a stage of not really knowing if that's the case, it is. You have to stick with it. Throw yourself in the deep end and just know that everything you've said in this podcast has also come from experience. Mm-hmm. This is all prior knowledge. We've been there, done that.
Yeah. We're also honest with you as well, just because like we've been in like crap situations before. And we've, as like Paris said, we've both been in the situation when we find it so hard to get out just because of like what you're seeing on social media and like finding it really hard to believe that what people are saying are true, is true, sorry. But yeah, no, we're just live, love, laughing. Like this past year, I've definitely focused on resting and it's just done me the absolute world of good. Also, I've not been sick this year. Everyone seems to be sick.
Yeah, you said this.
Everyone seems to be like really ill, like with cold, fevers, all sorts. And I'm literally just out here live, love, laughing.
Yeah.
Which I also think is a testament to rest and food.
For sure. Because some people will just, I don't know, over the winter season kind of like not prioritize, I don't know, the micronutrients. Mm. And micronutrients are kind of like your vitamins and minerals that come from, I don't know, vitamin, I always say this, I forget which one it is.
I only know. C?
D's
the sun. E's, I don't know.
I don't know, but a lot of people, like just having your fruit and veg, having the things that do contribute to overall immunity.
Yeah.
Focus on little things and focus on what you can add to yourself.
Yeah.
Other than takeaway.
Still enjoying your food, like your chocolate. I've got a grab bag of prawn cocktail crisps I'm going to eat after this. And that's just literally food for my soul. Like, that's like the highlight of my day, is eating my prawn cocktail crisps.
Guys, I had a bit of a mare today. I know this podcast episode is about to end, but like, I made such a good lunch. Like, I made a sweet potato, like, sea bass bowl. Like, so bougie, sounds so bougie, but like, needed to use it up. And you best believe I had a shift this morning and left it in the work fridge. And we all went to the TLC to eat our packed lunch. Yeah, you best believe I didn't have it in my bag.
You can get it on the way back, though, and have it for dinner, right?
Oh, I'm going to have my oars over for dinner. But I'm going to have it tomorrow. Dream.
Yeah, tomorrow.
And actually, kind of result, because I got a really nice,
convenient.
Oh, yeah. I got a really nice cilantro lime rice bowl with, like, vegetarian meatballs and roasted carrot and brock and yummy stuff.
That sounds so fancy. So I had a ham sandwich. I had seven slices of ham.
No, Molly, we can't do this again. She eats freaking, sorry, excuse my French again, but like, who eats ham with ketchup? That's great.
Me.
Yucky.
Oh, I love ham. I literally could eat it.
To be fair, if I ate meat, like, that would be so prime for protein.
Yeah, it's got so much protein in it.
It's such a joke. And you can put it on crackers, you can put it in sandwiches, you can put it in...
Pasta.
It's
so versatile. You can just eat out of the packet, which is what I do. I can't. With ketchup.
My mum does that. It just never makes sense to me. But
your loss.
My loss.
But anyway, guys, we hope that you've enjoyed this episode on rest. And we really hope that we've been able to communicate the importance of rest. And if you're contemplating having a rest day, or if work's getting a bit too much, if gym's getting a bit too much and you can't progress, we challenge you to have tomorrow off. Have tomorrow for yourself.
Yeah, guys. Do it for you. It will only make you better. Get that 80 to 90%. Give that out to the world, because you'll only get good back. I always say, when you give good to the world, you get good back.
Exactly. Right. See you later, guys. See you next week.
Happy Thursday. Bye. Bye.